What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Forward 52 podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and we're going to do things a little bit different today. We've got a special guest in the house, founder and CEO of Fountain Forward, Stephen Giorgella.
Hello, digital world.
And today we're going to talk about what are three tips that you would give aspiring entrepreneurs?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want me to just start ranting now? Or
Yeah. So the reason we always like to have you is because you always bring interesting insights that kind of takes us a little bit away from the stuff that we typically do on here.
Well, not always, but you hope that I will.
That's true. And especially when it comes to being an entrepreneur and running a business, you always have good insights. So I wanted to kind of get your take on what are some tips that you would give aspiring entrepreneurs?
Sure. So we'll do it kind of rant based, as I always do, because me keeping on a single topic.
That's what the people want to hear.
It's practical, right? So first of all, I would think about the outcome. So what are you specifically trying to create? What are you trying to create? A lifestyle for yourself? Are you trying to create a certain level of happiness? Are you trying to create a better life for a family? Are you trying to impress your parents? I think that as I'm having more and more conversations with young people that want to get into business, or even people that have been in maybe corporate America for a long time, and they're 40 years old or 50 years old, and they'd like to start a business, the discussion that I end up having with them is, well, what's the outcome? What's this game you're trying to play? And the thing that I've made the mistake on too many times is I've done it for other people's perception. Like, I want this person to perceive me in this way, and realistically, that's not a practical outcome, because what I need to be focused on is me being happy and having joy every day and what I'm doing. So
you're saying doing it for the right reasons.
But it sounds so cliche, but realistically, it's exactly what you should be focusing on. So if I build Fountain Forward to be able to help people acquire customers at a cheaper rate while spending money more conservatively across the board, and therefore give them more revenue, more net at the end of the year, et cetera. If that makes me happy doing that, well, then I'm nailing it with Fountain Forward. And it does make me happy, right? But too many people will sit there and they'll be like, I want to have a boat or a yacht or a car, or I want my parents to think I'm successful, or my sister or my dad or my... And I think it's... Let's go back to the simple part.
Just so they can front on social media.
That's good. But you can front on social media today without being successful. So going back to it though, outcome. What is the outcome you like? Well, I'd like to serve people. I'd like to do that. What is the outcome that you'd like? And remember that outcome is not ending. It's a continuous outcome. While you're building what you're building, that's the real excitement and joy you should be having, is the process of. Am I making sense there?
No, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
It's your outcome and end game. There's not really an end game, right? I mean, yes, you could exit a company. You could sell it or whatever.
Right,
absolutely. But the process to getting there, if you're not in love with that, obviously there's highs and lows, but if you don't enjoy that, the whole thing's going to be a big...
It's ultimately probably not going to be a success if you don't love it.
You're going to look back and you're going to have some sort of regret. So moving into number two is, and this is the one that I am the worst at, is focus.
I hear that. I sound the same way.
Right. So what I had done, and this is a great lesson for all you young entrepreneur punks out there that want to have five successful businesses before you can have one successful fucking business, okay? What I did was I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to go do this, 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 and this, and I'm going to put my hand in this and this. So what I did was I ran myself literally into the hospital. It was 2014, and I ran myself completely into the hospital because I would work 100 hours a week because I had so many different plates spinning all at one time because I had FOMO, fear of missing out, times a billion. And I was like, well, I'm ready to get into real estate, but I'm ready to get into private equity, but I also believe I'm a decent, marketer. And so then all of a sudden, all of them were mediocre. And I had this like catharsis one day. And I said, how the fuck can all of these be mediocre? And then I remembered, I was putting mediocre effort into every single one of them.
No, and that's totally true, and you hear that from a lot of people. But isn't there a certain element to it where when you're first starting out, you have to kind of see what it is that you want to focus all your attention on, but through experimentation?
So that's a great question, because if you think about it, that lack of focus at that time could be a testing period. So is it lack of focus or are you just testing out? So there's a fine line between lack of focus and spreading yourself too thin and testing, right? Research and development, if you will.
There you go.
Right? So again, what it actually does is it goes back to number one, which is the outcome. If you always go back to the outcome and then reverse engineer, that'll answer itself as you are testing the different things. Because what am I trying to get to? And you go, well, I'm testing this, 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 and this. Well, as you're testing those different things, you're gonna go, this. If I start doing that, is it gonna get me that outcome or not? Oh, it's not going to. Well, you could take that one off the list. Make sense?
Yeah.
So you got something to say?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah, so focus, right? So like even today, right? We're a multi-million-dollar company today, and there's still a lack of focus that I'm struggling with right now because there's opportunities coming from different angles. I see them as viable opportunities, but for us to really scale, we have to verticalize, or at least what I call sub-verticalize. So get multiple verticals and then decide on which, kind of like you talked about, decide on which ones will ultimately be our all in.
Without getting distracted from the core mission.
Correct.
And the outcome.
Correct. And the outcome is a little bit ambiguous on our specific scale, on our specific situation. I just know that I want to help these business owners spend more conservatively and be fiscally responsible in acquiring the attention of the people that help them make money and stay in business, right?
Gotcha.
Okay, and so number three, and this is the one that I think I'm watching all you fuckers out there, you're not following, and I'm sick of having to say this, but I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face. Candor. Just be honest and tell them actually what's going on and they'll appreciate it. When you fall flat on your face and you fuck up, don't lie to me because I can tell you're lying. Just tell me what I did wrong. That's to my clients out there. That's to my team. That's to our vendors. Why are you trying to cover things up? Why are you trying to not tell me that? I mean, Fountain Forward right now, what do we have? We have a staffing issue. It's a staffing issue. So you know what I tell my clients? It's not your problem. I'm still going to get you the same outcome, but please be a little extra patient during this time. I have a staffing problem. And you know what every one of them comes back and says? Me too. Right? It's, yeah. it's a practical thing, right? Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, everything's great all the time and blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. That's not true. This is a roller coaster ride, right? And so that candor, that's how you create the deeper relationship. Because now you're in bed with me. I'm telling you the honest truth of what's going on. Because at the end of the day, if the only way to get what I want is to give you what you want, right? To the degree that you satisfy somebody else's needs, your needs will be satisfied. So why would I not be honest with you? It's atrocious that people think that there's some sort of secret sauce to this thing. It's focus on the right outcome, or find your outcome, focus on it, and be candid. Obviously, the hard work thing is implied, but if I have to put hard work and tell people a tip that's hard work, well, stop listening to this podcast. You should have figured that out beforehand.
No, right? Absolutely. And
so those are the three pieces. Is first of all, finding out an outcome, then going to the focus because you're going to lose it at times, right? Because you're going to see shiny objects, etc. And then across all of it is this thing called candor. And it's, don't worry about the perception. Just be candid.
No, absolutely. And I think it's pretty obvious, ladies and gentlemen, why we like to have Steven on the show, because of conversations just like this one. I hope you found this to be a very valuable conversation, and I want to thank everybody for listening in this week, and I want to thank Steven for being here.
Glad to be here.
And everybody tune in next week for the next episode of the Ford 52 podcast. I'm your host, as always, Chris Jones, and we'll see you next time.